Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Rose?
Yes, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. My name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. You know, it's Friday Eve, so we're almost there, right?
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, so Rose, my mapping coordinator, Lulu, I know she does a great job of kind of outlining the basics of the program, but did you have any questions at all before I get into the price for you?
I want to know, like, exactly what all services you guys offer, like, what it involves.
Sure, absolutely. So you're a new business. You just started 3 weeks ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, congratulations on getting a business
Thank
up
you.
And running. That's definitely a big deal. So it's just you running the business, or do you have any type of partner or anything?
It's just me running the business.
Okay. And now your service area, she didn't really put what that was. Are you doing, like, you know, 25, 30, 40, 50 miles?
Probably like 30 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can absolutely get you. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
I want to hit like all parish and, areas like that.
Parish? Okay.
I don't. Yeah.
Well, that is the great thing with our services. Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Inglewood was too far. I didn't realize how far it was. But Parrish, Palmetto, Ellington, Sarasota, those kind of areas. And Bradenton,
okay.
Of course, because Bradenton's where I'm based out of.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Well, we can absolutely get you located in the specific zip codes and cities that you're wanting to target there, Rose. So when people search for your keyword phrases, we'll make sure that you pop up in those cities. And all of our calls are going to be direct with people actually making those searches and needing those services in that moment, right? You know, I mean, I'm sure you've used Google to find things before, and 87% of consumers are actually going to Google to search for the things that you're doing. So, I'm sure that's something you see value in for your company, right?
Well, yeah, and I know that I use Google for everything, so.
Yeah, me too.
I get it with Google. I just haven't figured out how to get, you know, on their first page and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the people that are on the first page are paying to be there, so that's how you get there is you pay for it. I mean, you know, you can make a Google business profile. That itself is free, but, you know, especially for your area, there's pages and pages of results. So once you make that Google business profile, you could be on page, you know, 5, on page 10, which is really not going to do anything for you unless somebody already knows the name of your company, right?
Exactly. Yeah, because nobody's going to look on page 5.
Yeah, I mean, there's this old joke that, you know, if you ever want to hide a dead body, put it on the 5th page of Google. You know, nobody's going there. So, right now, I don't know, have you done a search recently in your area for other tree companies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do search.
So, you know, the Castello, Stillman, you know, 5-star, I'm pretty sure is like a chain. But these are the people that are popping up there in that area right now. You know these companies?
Yes.
Okay, so this is where we would have you be listed, is up there with them. But we're pretty much an A to Z marketing option, Rose. We essentially take care of everything for you. So you'd be listed on the first page for up to 15 keyword phrases. We get you on sponsored Facebook ads. So when somebody looks for your services within your service area and they go to their Facebook, your ad will be popping up there in their news feed. We get you on mobile devices because that's actually different programming with different search results. So we get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. We create content for your company, so by getting you on, like, Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, and then also we get your company on the first page of Bing, which I'm sure you know is Microsoft search engine. So essentially, we'll take care of everything for you. The program, it does come with a fully customized tracking and reporting system, so we don't want you to just take our word for everything. You'll be able to see everything on the back end of your account, all the keywords you're listed for, you know, how many clicks you're receiving. You'll even see the location of the searches that are performed. So that would be everything involved with the you know, the program and what it's included. So how does all that sound to you so far?
I mean, that sounds good. That's exactly what I want.
Okay.
I've been wanting to do it. I just need the right price. That's,
yeah.
I mean, I spent a lot of my budgeting money on Angie's ads and stuff like that, but it didn't come through like I wanted it to.
Oh, okay. Well, did they put you into your contract?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I'm gonna cancel with them.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, I've heard of them putting people into your contract, so at least you were able to avoid that.
The thing is, they didn't give me what they promised.
No.
I was promised customers that sit there and actually contact me back and want work done right away. I mean, I don't even hear back from any of the customers. I've only heard back from, like, 3 of the customers they've sent me.
Oh, wow. That's it?
Yeah.
And were you able to do jobs for them, or did you just talk to them?
Yeah, no, I did jobs for 2 of them. And
okay.
And then one of them just didn't want me to do it, so.
Okay.
Because, like, you know how people are. They always want to get, like, estimates
and see
if they can get it done cheaper. And
yeah. Well, that's kind of the problem with Angie in itself, right, is, you know, it's a directory listing. So, you know, I mean, if you think about it, people either need the app to use it, or if they're just searching for tree services on Google, then it would be listed with, like, the top 25 tree services. And, I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm going through all of Google and then going through 25 different companies on some directory listing, I'm only going to be looking for the best price. You know, I'm not going through all of that just to find the best person. I'm just looking for the best price. So,
exactly.
I mean, typically that's what's kind of happening with directory listings, which is why it's so much more helpful to have your company in a top recommended option where people are actually they might have an emergency tree service, you know, that they need done. They'll be calling you first and then you'll be getting that job. So, I mean, it's probably just not likely that you would get a lot of those calls from, you know, any type of directory listing. But, Rose, I mean, we are, you know, built for small and medium-sized businesses, so I can absolutely get you into a reduced rate of just $249 month-to-month. It normally has a setup fee of $99, but I can go ahead and waive that for you today because, you know, I really want to do what I can to help out. So it'd be just that $249 to get you started. So you think you could fit that there into the budget?
Yes, I could possibly fit that into the budget because next month is kind of when I would be paying $300 again for Angie's.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to cancel that.
Okay.
And then I could certainly fit that into my budget.
Okay. So, so you're saying next month you'd like to do it?
I would, if that's okay, and could I still do it for kind of the same price?
Well, the only problem is not so much about the price as much as the availability. So there's only so many available positions there on the first page, right? And that's something that we have now. So our company only works with one business per industry per area, and this is really to maximize your exposure, right? So So once we fill the listing, okay, we close it out, and we don't work with any of your competitors there in the area.
Oh, okay. And so I'm not sure where Stillman and them is listed, because I haven't Googled them in a while. What's the name of your company?
Yeah, our company's name is Local Splash. You can just if you do a quick Google search, you'll find we have over 800 reviews, I believe, with a 4.2 rating. I can actually text you over the Google Partner Directory that is just a quick link to verify that we are actually partnered with Google. So essentially what this means, Rose, is Google gives us access to their algorithm, which is how we're able to get you results much quicker. And then they do come into our office and train us on their services. So we have these credentials through Google itself. I just texted that over. And it does also have a quick link to our website that you can check out there as well.
Okay. How late are you guys working today?
We'll be here for like another hour.
Do you mind if I do like a little research, and can I give you a call back on this number?
Yeah, you can call me at my extension and phone number. Sure. I'll text that over to you right now. I mean, you could call this number back and reach and just ask for me, but, I'll text you over my direct extension.
I just have the extension, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you already know what's going on. And so basically what you guys do is get me on all the, like, main search engines and stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, if I hear back from you before the end of the day, I can go ahead and throw in a website for you at no additional cost. So normally it's an extra $300, but I could include that for you.
I have a website. But I don't know. You can look at it and, like, kind of give me your opinion on if you guys think you could
what is
do
it?
Better. It's www.mysignaturetrees.
.com. Okay. Is this you here in this picture?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
People always like
me.
A little personable, you know, stuff like that.
That's
it really does help.
Yeah. That's what I thought, because, you know, I looked at all these other tree websites and none of them are personal. You can tell that they just got the picture off of, like, some random... They Googled it to get the pictures. It's not even people that work there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so your website's, you know, it's all right. You know, we could definitely help. So let me text you over just kind of an example of a website. So we can still use your pictures that you have, but at least be able to kind of add more, like, depth to it. So just, you know, we can make it so that people can leave reviews to any of your directory listings. You know, they can pay you directly through your website, add a photo gallery of your work. You know, I mean, if you don't have a lot of photos, we can add stock photos until you get photos, but you're always able to update at any point. So with the reporting dashboard.
I don't have a lot of photos right now because my phone that I have all my pictures of work and stuff I've done on, it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to fix it. But
okay. Yeah, well, so... For sure, we can absolutely add, you know, any type of stock photos until you get more photos. That's not a problem. But I
just kind of, like, I have a Facebook page, too, for my business. And
okay.
I just kind of did pictures of like things I was doing while I was on job sites, because I still got some of those pictures. I mean, just until I can get like actual pictures of job sites and stuff I did.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, I just texted that over too. Did that come through?
Hold on. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So it would be the Morgan Electric CA as kind of an example of something that we can do.
Okay, and you could, like, connect my website and stuff to Google?
Yeah, absolutely. So we would take your website and optimize it there onto the first page. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I really want. And you guys said you would just throw the website in?
Yeah, I can go ahead and include that. Yeah, normally it's an extra $300, but I could, you know, help you out, throw that in there.
I would appreciate that.
I mean, I absolutely like to do what I can to help out small businesses that are just getting started. You know, I know the first year is always the hardest, so whatever I can do to kind of help out with that.
Yeah, the first little bit's hard when you're just first starting out, but, you know, I'm getting stuff worked out to where I can be making regular money, but I think this would seriously help my business grow.
So did you work doing tree work before you opened up your company?
Oh, yeah, like, I've done this for
15
years.
15? Okay, that's awesome. You know, and that's always something good to put on a website, right?
Yeah, I have 15 years of experience, and I just got tired of working for other companies that underpay you and want to treat you like shit. So I just was like, okay, I guess I'm going to start my own company.
Yeah, well, good for you. I definitely respect that, for sure. Do you have any people working for you, or?
Yeah, I got people working for me.
Okay, nice, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, people don't like if you show up on a job site by yourself. I've worked for companies where I was just, it was just me working, and I was showing up by myself and stuff, and they did not like that. It's just they like to see that other people are there and stuff like that, you know. I don't know why, but people are weird about that.
Yeah. It might just seem a little bit like, I don't know, maybe a little unprofessional, maybe, you know. That seems more like professional to have, like, you and a few people, you know, so they know you're going to get the job done. You know.
Yeah, and not just me sitting there doing all the trimming and putting all the debris in the trailer. And, you know, it's easier to just have help anyway. So it's like, even if you can do all the work yourself, it's not really worth it unless it's like a really small job. And then it's like, okay, I'll do it myself, but.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm trimming 4 palm trees, I could do a job like that by myself, but.
Oh, okay. You, like, scale all the way up them?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've never trimmed trees, so I don't know. I mean, it sounds fun, I guess, if you're not afraid of heights, you know?
I'm totally fearless.
Yeah.
I do things guys won't do.
No, that's awesome. Good for you. Yeah, I mean, I certainly won't do that. I like it here on the ground, unless I'm, like, in a roller coaster, you know, that's a little different. But, you know, I mean, that could even be unsafe, but, I mean, I'll do it still. Maybe an airplane, too. That, yeah, I'll be in a heights with that, but scaling the tree all day, I mean, it takes a person to do that, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I love doing that sort of stuff. I go out on limbs that are, as skinny as like the palm of your hand, I can go out.
Wow.
Because I don't weigh. So
yeah.
I can if guys can't get to certain stuff because they're too fat or something like that, like I can just scale by going out there and I don't have to worry about breaking branches because I don't weigh enough. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good for you. I bet they like that too. Yeah. See you go all the way up the tree.
Oh yeah, they're impressed. I get called a monkey, sugar glider.
Oh, really?
That was my nickname for a while. I got a sugar glider sticker for my hard hat even.
No, oh, that's cool. I love sugar gliders.
Yeah.
They're so awesome.
Yeah.
There's all those people that have TikToks with them now, so, you know, they're fun to watch.
Yeah, that's what I kind of compare to, because I'm really fast up in a tree, and I just zoom, zoom, zoom all over the place. And
yeah,
I climb any tree.
Awesome. I love that, for sure. Well, I mean, you know, let's help your business out and get it growing and get it out there. I mean, you definitely can do the work. So, you know, I want to do whatever I can here to help you out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know this is something I need to get on doing.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with us too, Rose, is we're month to month, right? So, we're not locking you in anything. We are a performance-based company, you know, so we do actually want to earn your business, right? You know, so, I mean, it's only going to make sense for us as a company if it's making sense for you and generating business for your company.
Yeah, and I know getting on Google is, you know, it's really important. But I didn't really know, when I got on the Google site to try to get a listing, they, like, give you a price range where you can pick your budget and stuff like that. That to me, is the worst. I don't know how to pick, and if I pick a budget that's really low, I'm going to be on, like you said, the fifth page or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Picking a budget that's low for, I mean, I'm basically if you pay for anything through Google, it would be with Google Ads, but I wouldn't suggest that for you since you're just getting started. So, I mean, Google Ads, they're pricey, right? I mean, you're going to get a lot more out of the Facebook ads that are included. So Google Ads actually only have a 4% conversion across all industries, where the Facebook ads actually have a 9% conversion. So... you're absolutely going to get more bang for your buck with the package included. But yeah, if you were to pay, you know, $200, I don't even know if you can do $200 with Google Ads, but if you were to pay $200, then your business would be up there for maybe a week, maybe, and then it wouldn't be on there anymore since it's a pay-per-click. So every time somebody clicks on your business, it charges you. And then once your clicks are ran out, then your business is not on there. So it's really not going to do anything for you.
I didn't know that, but that's why I'm not. I know a little bit about advertising because my sister taught me a little bit. That's why I've gotten as much advertising done as I have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really want to advertise for myself. It's a lot of work, and I don't really know what. I mean, I kind of know what I'm doing, but I barely know what I'm doing. So,
yeah, well, I mean, that's why we're here, right? It's like, I always say it's kind of like your taxes, right? I mean, you can do your own taxes, but you're probably going to get a better return if you have somebody do them for you, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, because I don't know what I'm doing. It's just like the tree person that tries to do tree work and doesn't know anything about it, and you're like, well, kind of mess that up.
Yeah. And I mean, trees can be crazy. They can, you know, destroy your whole house, really, if you don't do things right.
Well, not only that, it's just like there's a healthy way to cut a tree, and then there's an unhealthy way to cut a tree.
Right.
And most people don't know that. They just don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I wouldn't know how to do it. I would definitely trust the professionals with that, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I see. I pull up on customers' houses all the time where they're just, like, their trees are hacked and stuff like that. Either they hired a poor company or they a really bad company, or they tried to do it themselves.
Yeah.
You can always tell. You're like, did you try to do this? Maybe you shouldn't next time.
I feel like that's kind of what, like, hairstylists must say all the time. You know, like, you shouldn't trim your own hair.
You know? Well, it honestly makes our job harder to try and fix it.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
It really does, because it's like sometimes they damage it, like, beyond repair.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, like topping oak trees and stuff. That oak tree's going to die. You top an oak tree, that oak tree's going to die. You killed your entire oak tree. It's going to look like shit for the rest of the time you have it, and it's going to die.
Oh, wow, that would be a real bummer.
You can't top an oak tree. Yeah, you can't top an oak tree.
Yeah.
But you have no idea how many people do it. I just want it in a ball. I want it to stay small. Well, then you shouldn't have planted an oak tree.
Yeah. probably not the best idea. Yeah.
Would be better to cut it down than to top it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what do you think you'd like to do then, Rose? You want to go ahead and give it a shot, or?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay. All right. Well, before I start getting everything set up, though, did you have any questions about the program or anything?
I mean, basically what you guys do is you advertise for me, right?
Yes, essentially, yeah, that's pretty much the bare bones, but, you know, we will take care
of
your advertising.
I pay an office person to do it, or I pay you to do it, and it's cheaper to pay you to do it, so, because if I hire an office person, then I'm paying them hourly, and then advertising is very consuming.
Yeah, you know, I tell people that all the time, you know, sometimes it doesn't click, you know, but it really, that is true, you know, if you pay somebody hourly, you're definitely not going to find anybody you're going to pay hourly to do what we do for $2.49 a month, you know, with the website, I mean, people, like, individual people that charge to create websites usually charge, like, anywhere from $500 to $1,000, you know, on the low end, just to make a website, so...
Yeah.
You'll definitely get a lot more than that.
That's why I was, like, trying to make my own, and...
Yeah.
Because, the website I made that all myself.
Okay.
But it was... Yeah, it was certainly a lot of work. I understand how much work it is, because I actually did all the advertising I have out there is all stuff I did myself.
Okay, well, let's just improve it. That's all we're doing is just, you know, improving it and making it better. So now, Rose, just to kind of break everything down for you, essentially the way it's going to work is we will set up the account, get you locked into the position. I'll set you up for a client interview. The client interview is going to be for tomorrow or Monday, whatever you have more free. That call will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. But it's just where they're going to set up everything for your account. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard, as well as the directory submissions like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you a Google Business Profile, which is what we're optimizing onto the first page, as well as getting you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website up and running, and then get you on those sponsored Facebook ads, and you'll start generating some work from that. And then from 30 to 45 days with the first page, your keywords will all start appearing there, and your company will start appearing on the first page in all the areas you want. So just to kind of break it all down. Your last name, what is that?
Lamb, L-A-M-B.
Okay, and then what's the best email for you?
Let's just go with my company email. It's my signature trees at outlook.com.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send you over an email right now. It'll be from my email, my work email. So it'll just have everything in writing included in the package. And then it does give you, you know, I am a resource for you. So from this point forward, you'll be working with your account management team. But I'm still here if you need anything. So if you need something escalated, you know, whatever it may be, you can reach me. I may be on the phone or not have an answer, but at least I'll be able to get somebody that'll get it to you. And you can always email me back at the email as well, and I'll receive that. Okay.
And I have a question about the website.
Sure.
Will the website still be, like, if you go to mysignaturetrees.com?
So it looks like you got it through GoDaddy, right?
Yes.
Or was it Wix?
GoDaddy.
So we don't work with GoDaddy sites. I believe it's GoDaddy or Wix. One of those we don't. Let me check real quick. Hold on. So it might actually be GoDaddy we do work with, but if for some reason we're not able to use that domain name, we would just get you something as close as possible. So it would still be your business name, right? It would just be like mysignaturetrees@ you know, .net or .org or whatever it may be, or mysignaturetreeservices.net, whatever. As closest to your business name, they'll get you something as close as possible if for some reason they can't use that domain.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm checking right now. So just while I'm waiting for a response, though, now, what is the best address for you?
The address, like my house address?
Well, so you're going to have to get PIN verified. So... they'll just need to be able to mail you a postcard for Google. So, yes, an address that is active that they can send you mail.
3810.
Uh-huh.
11th Street East.
Okay.
Bradenton, Florida.
Okay, got it.
3420, yeah.
Perfect. So, now, that's your home address, so just so you know, we can hide your address online, so it doesn't have to be visible to anybody.
yeah, I don't want it to be visible to anybody. I don't,
yeah.
I just kind of been working out of my home until I can afford a location.
Totally. I mean, we work with a lot of contractors that don't have a brick and mortar. So don't worry about that. We can absolutely hide that. Now, do you have licensing and insurance?
I don't have insurance yet. I do have a license.
Okay.
Do you need that number?
No, not right now.
Okay.
Is insurance...
Give me a minute to find it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, mostly for your client interview, just if you have that information on hand, that'll be helpful for them. But is insurance something that you plan on working to get?
I eventually want to get it. I just don't know really where to go because my sister was giving me a site to go to get insurance through them, but then they kept just sending me to another person, then another person, then another person. So I don't know where to get insurance. That's really why I don't have insurance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so with Google, they've kind of made restrictions a little bit you know, more for getting Google Business Profiles. So everything that I'm sure you have will be totally fine. But, you know, if, you know, for some reason they need insurance, I would just suggest maybe working on getting that. I'm going to send you an email. Basically, it's going to have what pictures that you'll need to reply with. If you don't have everything on there, that's totally fine. If you don't feel comfortable sending something, whatever it may be, just send in what you can. So essentially, it's like tools and equipment. If you have a work vehicle, if you have any type of business license, business card, you know, if you have an invoice, that type of stuff, just send in whatever you can. This is just going to help to verify you on Google itself. Okay.
Okay.
So now, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
I do from 7 to 5.
Okay. And that's Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, occasionally Saturdays.
Okay.
And I work Saturday if I need to. Sunday, I'm completely closed. You can put 7 to 5 for Saturday, too.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And just so you know, my boss, he did just let me know that we can use your domain name. So GoDaddy is fine. It's Wix we don't use. So.
Awesome, because I really like my domain name. I want to keep that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad we can, too. I'm definitely glad that worked out, for sure. It's a good thing you didn't go through Wix. So
yeah, well, my sister is actually the one that told me to go through GoDaddy, because she's like, it's really easy to set up your website if you don't know what you're doing. And I was like, okay, that's what I need.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Well, that was good advice from her, for sure.
Yeah.
So now, and anything I'm mentioning here is included. It's not going to cost you anything additional, Rose, but would you like something called a call tracking number? Essentially what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the call will be directed to your personal line. This does help to kind of track, well, it will help you to track any of the calls that are coming from Google. It'll also help you to kind of deter any type of other marketing callers, anything like that. So it's included. It doesn't cost anything additional, but it's totally optional.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then you said you had a Facebook business profile, right?
Yes.
All right. And then...
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay.
Sorry, I got my baby.
Oh, that's your child? Your daughter, I'm assuming?
Yeah, she's 10 months. She'll be 11 months next month.
Oh, that's great. You know, look at you. You're really doing what you can to provide for your family. I love that.
Absolutely.
And do you have a logo? Oh, you do have a logo. Never mind. Right. For your company, this one. It's the tree. Okay.
Yeah.
And, now the services you are offering, just like basic, you're doing tree trimming. Are you doing any type of stump grinding?
I don't really do stump grinding. It's just not really worth it when you're first starting out. That's something I would, sublease or something to somebody else. I mean, I know people that can do stump grinding that I would just sub out the work.
Okay. So tree trimming, tree removal.
I wouldn't put stump grinding on there though. It's not
okay.
Something. It's no just problem. Cost so much for the machine. And then the time you put in the stump grinding and the cost you can charge to stump grind, it's just not worth it.
Yeah,
like that literally, if you're doing stump grinding, that needs to be all you do all the time.
Okay.
Or it's not worth it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And
maybe when my company gets bigger.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Well, you can always add that later down the road, so that's totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that's going to be a while before I do that.
All right. So, and then let's go ahead. I have all the information I need here, Rose. So let's go ahead and schedule your client interview. So do you think you have any time tomorrow, or are you more available Monday?
I would have time tomorrow. I am working tomorrow, so evenings are better.
Okay.
Even like around this time is honestly a perfect time. If that's okay, because, like, I got to go pick up my kids from school, daycare, all that fun stuff.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, we can do it from 6 to 7. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So, now I have everything I need here. So let me go ahead and put this in. So for billing, it's going to be the same address, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
A Visa.
Okay, one second. And I'm not sure if you know yet, but, you know, any marketing you do is also a tax write-off for you, so that's always helpful.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So the invoice will be sent to you. Once you're a business owner, you can pretty much write off everything, but you can absolutely write off any marketing you do. So, you know, definitely keep, you know, the invoices we send for your taxes. That'll help out a lot. So perfect. So, now I'm ready for that card number, Rose, whenever you are.
Okay. It is 4347 6902 5885
3995. Okay. And then the expiration?
0428. Thomas, wait.
Okay. And then the security code.
506.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Rose, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $249. We won't be much longer, I promise. So I know your kids are probably wanting your attention right now, but just a couple of more things.
Okay.
So I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So
okay.
It's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
My signature tree service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Rose Lamb, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Rose, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So part of being actively involved in your campaign, again, I did send over that email. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you can send in what you can before your client interview tomorrow, that'll be super helpful in speeding up the process. So also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, perfect. What was that?
Seeley. S-E-L-E-Y.
Okay, I used to have a really good friend whose last name was that. Awesome. So, now, Rose, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, which you won't need to, do you agree to let us know about that?
Yes.
So, perfect. So, Rose, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of August 24th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment, so when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 24th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And the customer service line has been texted and emailed to you. I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. Your account management team will always call you from that number. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. I just need one last thing from you, and then you'll be good to go for your client interview. There was a text message that was sent to you. I know that I've sent over a few, but it's the most recent one. It says, Rose, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that? We sent you a copy of your invoice.
Hold on.
Here, I'll just send the link on its own. Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to text you this link.
Oh, no, I got a bunch of texts from you. I didn't see what all of them were. Yeah, there's a link.
Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
I'm there.
Okay, so this is everything we discussed in writing. You can take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Once you're done looking it over, there's a box at the bottom that says, I certify I am the authorized holder of the card. If you could press that box, and then in the orange box below that, if you just type out your name and press confirm signature, and just let me know when you're done with that.
No, Lily, stop. You can't pull my hair out. Yeah, I'm off my phone. Yeah, I want some food. I'm almost done on the phone. And just, I checked the box, secure, just sign your name.
Yeah, you just type your name out in the orange box.
Okay, I did.
And then press confirm signature.
That's what I did.
Okay, perfect. Did it take you to a username and login?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard, Rose. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just keep a lookout for that. It'll be texted and emailed to you, okay? Now, other than that, you're all set. I mean, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, I don't have any questions right now.
Okay, all right. Well, just look out for that call there tomorrow at between 6 and 7. They'll call you from the 877 number, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Rose. I'm excited to get everything started for you, okay? I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye.
Okay.